Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
The digital surveillance network behind China's zero COVID policy is now a tool for China's crackdown on protesters. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. China recently started easing some of its strict zero COVID policies after unprecedented protests erupted in several parts of the country. Weeks of demonstrations against 3 years of constant PCR testing and reporting, travel restrictions and citywide quarantines, and nonstop tracking and surveillance of citizens. Now, Chinese authorities are deploying some of the same tools used to limit the spread of COVID-19 to track down demonstrators who've been speaking out against the government in public and online. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has been covering this story from Shanghai and gave me a quick rundown of what this surveillance looks like.
Mainly surveillance footage and also photos that people have been posting online, including ones from the media. And if any protesters or anybody had posted comments about the protests, they had registered their real name and also ID with that particular website, because that's by law. So all of that can be used. In addition, we believe that phone location data was also used to track some of these protesters. And then, of course, there's the health QR code. This is something that we have to scan wherever we go, and we're pretty sure some of that was being used to track down some of the protesters.
Some of this tracking was made possible by the zero COVID policy. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Right. So in the last 2 to 3 years, every megacity, every province had its own health QR code. And since the Shanghai lockdown in the spring, there were many more layers that were added to it. So in addition to showing whether you've been to medium or high risk areas, your PCR test results also showed up on it. And this health code can determine so many things in your daily life, whether you can go to the office today, whether you can return home from a business trip, or even eat at a restaurant.
How precise is this system?
Like all technology, there are bound to be cracks. The only problem in China is that there really isn't an appeal system. So, for example, a friend of a friend was deemed as a close COVID contact because they were at a restaurant that a COVID case had, quote unquote, brushed past. But when they gave her the date, they realized that actually this person was not at that restaurant. Still, officials made her quarantine at home and put a lock outside her door because they said, sorry, that's what the system says. And if you want your health QR code to be green, this is what you have to do. The other thing is that a lot of the surveillance is quite broad. So we have heard, for example, back to the protesters, people were being pulled in just by being in the area. So it's not exactly as precise. And if you think about the fact that, for example, WeChat, which is our main communication tool in China, that's being monitored by the police and it's censored by the platform, any kind of key terms that pop up. Somehow, it didn't avoid any of the protests. And that's partly because some of the protesters had gone over on the other side of the Great Firewall, use encrypted apps like Telegram. They've sent videos and pictures onto Twitter to show the world what's happening. So there are still ways to bypass.
And this surveillance isn't just online, right?
Absolutely not. So we've heard from protesters who were detained that they were asked to hand over their phones, name people they were with. And in the following days, there were spot checks on the streets. We saw police officers checking people's phones for photos. So the same goes for the zero COVID track and tracing system. So it doesn't just involve China's version of the CDC, but also staff at rail stations, security guards at buildings, who have all been given powers beyond anything they've ever had before. So they can send people to quarantine. Or even if you're the Communist Neighborhood Committee, you can cut off people's food supply, deliveries. And this week, we're already getting word from China's government that they're going to roll back some of this health QR code and also other travel codes related to it. But what we're trying to indicate is that China's surveillance system is really effective, not just because of the tech, but mainly because of the humans behind it and at every single layer trying to enforce it.
Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pack. And now for some related links. Jennifer has been chronicling what zero COVID has meant for the Chinese economy, its people, and for her own personal life in her coverage throughout the pandemic and through recent protests. We'll have links to her stories and her Instagram on our website, marketplacetech.org. It's definitely worth checking out Jennifer's photos of quarantine hotel meals. It's kind of like a time lapse of a lockdown via food pics. Meanwhile, Jennifer was talking about the Chinese government easing up on some of its zero COVID policies, including, according to CNN, deactivating a system that tracks people's movements from city to city to check if they've been in an area with an outbreak. We'll link to that story as well, which includes concerns from health experts that China, after enforcing zero COVID for so long, is massively underprepared for the thousands or tens of thousands of daily COVID cases happening now. Jesus Alvarado and Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.